was a hard day on the job. Some dame's coat was lost while I was fixing the gears on that rack in my laundromat. The high and dry cleaners. Dolores, my so-called ex-wife, had yet to respond to my several voicemails. I sank into my favorite armchair and picked up the takeout menu for Lotus Flower. The egg foo young dish caught my eye like a hot chick at the other end of the bar, or a fisherman with bad aim. There was only one problem. I'm deathly allergic to eggs. No matter. I dialed the number printed at the top of the menu. Some high-pitched beeping sounds rang in my ear that sounded like a car screeching to a halt. Confused and terrified, I hung up, startling my best friend Larry. I chuckled to myself. It was the fax number. Just another day in the life of Bronfus Alderman. I dialed Lotus Flower's real number.
Lotus Flower, may I take your order?
Hi, my name is Bronfus Alderman. My mother was a flight attendant and my father was a pirate.
Yark.
Well, he's still out there. My wife was a brilliant concert cellist of the NoHo Philharmonic. And she left me for the second flautist 15 years ago. It still hurts.
Sorry, did you say the Lomain?
No. I had this dream last night about jetpacks and flip-flops, but that's for another time. Are you going to ask me for my order or what?
Sorry, what?
Anyway, I'd like an order of the egg foo young. Hold the egg.
So you want it over easy?
Yes. Yes, please bring it over nice and easy.
What's the address?
Wouldn't you like to know? I'll meet you on the corner of Broadway and 125th Street. When you get there, make sure to say the code word. Little baby's eyes.
20 minutes.
Minutes later, I was walking up the stairs to my apartment with my order in hand. The transaction with the delivery boy had gone smoothly, even though he forgot the code word and I had to make him show me his delivery boy license to ensure that he wasn't an imposter. As I ascended the stairs, a funny smell fondled the fuzzy inside of my nostrils. I soon recognized the odor as that of an egg, or I should say, a white sphere of misery. When I got to my apartment, all my fears were confirmed. After ripping open the stapled bag and pulling the plastic cover off the packaged dish, to my horror, I saw an egg foo young, which, against all odds, had an egg perched atop the foo young. I screamed, vomited, and threw the imitation of a dinner out the window. A car alarm went off. Despite my egg-free request, Lotus Flower sabotaged my order. This was no accident. I hatched a plan. Standing outside of Lotus Flower, still fuming from the incident, I pulled my old fake health inspector badge from my pocket. Back in my crime-solving glory days, I used to whip the baby out whenever there was a tip jar robbery that I had to attend to. I solved every case. Before the high and dry laundry days, I used to have my own private eye company. But my arch nemesis, Beardy Johnson, framed me, and I had to fake my own death before I dropped out of the trade and bought the local laundromat with the money my granny left for me in her will. So there I was. I approached the woman answering the phone and flashed her my badge.
Can I help you?
It's too late for that. I'm gonna need to see the kitchen.
Excuse me?
Do you not recognize this badge, lady? I'm here on the behalf of the health department. Once again, I'm gonna need to see the kitchen. I snooped around the kitchen and soon realized there was nothing I could really criticize about the cleanliness of Lotus Flower. At least not from first glance. I asked a passerby where I might find the meat freezer, because if there's one thing I've learned from detective shows, it's that you can always count on finding something nasty in a meat freezer. I went down to the basement and found myself in a chilly, dimly lit room. Maggots crept up the sullen walls and cobwebs draped the ceiling. Gray drops of who knows what crept through the crevices of the bricks. A smell of laundry, sour meat, sin, and disgrace washed down my mouth and into my soul, infecting my cells and altering my DNA. In one corner, a violin was playing a lousy child's version of Strayhorn's Flower as a Lovesome Thing. I took a step forward and felt something under my shoe. I tried to go another step, but I couldn't. I looked down and saw that my foot was stuck in a trough of what looked like MSG. I swooped down to lick the mystery substance. Sure enough, it was MSG. Aha, I thought, I've got lotus flower right where I want it. No restaurant is allowed to have this much MSG in an open container, especially not in a basement like this. So elated from my discovery, I frolicked through the various health violations when I ran into something large, cold, and foreboding. Kind of like my ex-wife. I stepped back and realized that I was facing one of the largest freezers I had ever seen. Overcome with intense curiosity, I reached out and opened the door. I found myself staring into the hollow eyes of a dead man. "Step into my office," he said. I vomited, and the last thing I remember is saying, "nice place," before hitting the floor. "Dolores, you're hogging the blankets. Dolores, you're cold. And where'd your breasts go? Dolores." Ah! I realized that I was spooning with a dead body. I vomited. I jumped back to the other side of the freezer and bumped into two more dead bodies. I vomited for each. I began to think there was more to this case than an open trough of MSG. I escaped and vomited.